This year's Poet Laureate winner in the Upper Peninsula was so popular among readers that he won a second consecutive term. He was voted in last month. IPR's Taylor Wisner spoke with him.
To say Marty Akits was surprised to be nominated as the UP Poet Laureate for a second time would be an understatement.
I was absolutely flabbergasted. Still stunned for a couple days.
Regardless of what he says, the Ishpeming native is a fan favorite for a reason. Reading his poems, you feel the pangs of heartache and moments of joy in equal measure. Marty says his poems are simple. The language is easy to comprehend on first listen, so he thinks people who don't read poetry much tend to get something out of it. Here he reads Waiting for Independence Day Fireworks 2013 from the anthology Undocumented Great Lakes Poets Laureate on Social Justice.
Two men appear. One carries a blanket. Their hands almost touch as they walk together. They spread their blanket on the ground, the way my mom and dad used to spread towels on the beach in August, without need for word or direction, an easy ballet of arm and hand.
Marty says living in the Upper Peninsula is ripe for writing poetry. He says the hardships of living in the UP and making it through 6 months of winter can be tough on his spirits. But he says he wouldn't live anywhere else.
I don't know of a place, any place else in the United States where I can step out my front door in the morning and I can see an albino whitetail walking down the street. There's a poem just walking down the street in front of me. And that's what really, you know, draws me and keeps me here in the UP is that really hard beauty that exists and that sort of fuels what I do.
Marty is currently working on two collections of poems. One is about the North American folklore figure, Bigfoot. Here he reads from his poem, Bigfoot Tries to Fix His Daughter's Broken Heart.
Since he doesn't know the word love, he paints her face with clay, tenderly, with his tongue. Since she won't eat, he collects fistfuls of spring peepers, scoops them between her lips. They sing in her mouth.
Marty says the poem is about those kinds of deeper struggles that every person goes through.
That's what poetry really is all about. It's about, you know, giving words to situations and emotions that are really difficult to express.
Marty will travel all around the UP to spread his poetry and highlight the poets of the region who many may not know. Marty will be reading his poems at the Escanaba Public Library in late April. For Points North, I'm Taylor Wisner.